Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of No Country for Old Men by Cormac McCarthy, narrated by Tom Stecholty. This book is copyrighted 2005 by Cormac McCarthy. This recording is copyrighted 2005 by Recorded Books. On a winter day in 1980, Llewellyn Moss is hunting antelope in West Texas, not far north of the Rio Grande. But it's not wild game that lies ahead, but one of those pivotal moments in life that unleashes a previously unimaginable chain of events. A discovery that will change everything forever. How does a man decide, then, in what order to abandon his life? And now, No Country for Old Men.
Part 1. I sent one boy to the gas chamber at Huntsville. One and only one. My arrest and my testimony. I went up there and visited with him two or three times. Three times. The last time was the day of his execution. I didn't have to go, but I did. I sure didn't want to. He killed a 14-year-old girl, and I can tell you right now I never did have no great desire to visit with him, let alone go to his execution, but I done it. The papers said it was a crime of passion, and he told me there wasn't no passion to it. He'd been dating this girl, young as she was. He was 19. And he told me that he'd been planning to kill somebody for about as long as he could remember. Said that if they turned him out, he'd do it again. Said he knew he was going to hell. Told it to me out of his own mouth. I don't know what to make of that. I surely don't.